Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 10th of February, 2022. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com, or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column. Today's column is from the 15th of March, 2021, and is titled Fighting Rising Prices. It appears that prices, especially for purchases with high material content, seem to be rising, in some cases quite dramatically. These can blow your capital budget, even if it's only 6 months old. What to do? Well, first let's talk about substitution. Make sure you need the quality you specified. I always like to buy higher quality than needed, but in times like this, it may be prudent to buy materials of a quality that satisfies, not gold plates, your project. If you have structures in your design, check out substituting reinforced concrete for steel. In some cases, this makes sense and can give you a better result. There are many places PVC pipe can replace carbon steel or even stainless steel piping. I have argued for a long time that PVC will work fine for dryer bearing lube system drains and is more economical to install, too. Certainly, low-pressure water lines can be fabricated from PVC and last just as long, even if buried. Use steel, but never used equipment, is very good. If a major industrial or power site is being demolished within an economical distance, there should be lots of steel available at reasonable prices. Next, payment terms. Negotiate construction labor with your normal terms. Once the negotiations are complete, ask if there is a discount for paying every 2 weeks. On equipment, keep your retainage intact, but see if advancing other progress payments will result in a savings. You can also descope. Look hard at all the items in your scope. Do not sacrifice maintenance or operability, but are there items you can take out of your scope, at least temporarily? And then, finally, offload. Spare parts and some pieces of equipment can be procured on a long-term lease, comes out of your budget, and barely affects the P&L. $1 million amortized over 10 years will cost as little as $125,000 per year on lease, and a 1,000-ton-per-day mill, that works out to 35 cents a ton. The mill will never see it. The point is, get creative. There are many ways to deliver a quality, competitive project to your mill. Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 8th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.